stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August 14th.
You know what that means.
Oh, no, don't do it again for me.
Hump day!
Don't do it to me. It's like I'm listening to past shows. It's like almost every fucking Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. It's my thing.
Yeah, and then
like
we expand
the
to Friday.
Like the camel in the commercial.
Camel in the commercial. What is
yeah.
that about?
Yeah, there's this commercial that, and I don't think it plays here. I think I've only seen it back home in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But there's this camel, and it's walking through like an office space, and there's people working in their cubicles, and they're like, oh, great, you know. And the camel's like super happy and excited and is asking everybody in the office, huh, what day is it? What day is it? Can you tell me what day it is? What day is it? Come on, you know you want to say it. And then finally, you know, he comes up to like this, probably like this intern type, you know, just carrying coffees kind of thing. And he's like, what day is it? And the guy's like, Wednesday, you know, he's all like, what does that mean? You know, it's like, oh, hump day, like, oh, and then it's like, you know, nothing's happier than a camel on hump day.
With the
I
hump,
don't know.
Right.
So,
oh, God,
that's why I
so that's the
I
hump day
extra
joke.
Hard now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's good, you know, yeah. So we got two more days. Three, including today, until
including
the weekend
today.
Again.
Yes.
And, yeah, I live from weekend to weekend.
Yeah.
Everything in between is just a filler, you know.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing a little bit better now that I figured out what's wrong with my foot.
Yeah, you were telling me. What was wrong with it?
Yeah, because I know yesterday I was like, oh, I think there might be like a really deep sliver in there or something. Mm. No, I pulled out two pieces of glass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not fun. Yesterday I was like, you know, I'm just so sick of this bothering me.
Right. And you were walking on it for a long time, too.
Yeah. And it was just when I just put pressure on it in like a certain way, it would like zing. Like the pain would be like, oh my God, that hurts so bad.
Wow.
And then it would like be fine. So it was just like the right way that I'd step on it. It was so freaking painful.
Was it easy to find?
So, oh, no, not at all. No. I mean, it's like they were not like, you know, like they were long and like skinny pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So I think unless maybe it broke off, that's why there were two. It might have just been one long piece that went all the way up my foot. So
yeah.
It wasn't like, it didn't leave like a huge hole, but it was long in the sense that like it went far up my heel.
And it didn't break inside your foot? You don't
and
think?
And I don't know. That's heel? What I'm thinking. It might have broken inside my foot because I pulled out two pieces with the tweezers.
Right.
Like I was soaking it in warm water and pouring alcohol on it. And you're using like the scissors to kind of like, you know, mess with the skin a little bit and try to use the tweezers and pick it out. But I'm like, I don't understand. And then finally I just started squeezing like really hard because I was getting so frustrated and so mad and I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
And then finally I saw like something like glinting a little bit in the light. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh dang, that's a piece of glass. And I just grabbed the tweezers and yanked it out and then saw like another piece and I hope I got it all. I
so
don't know.
So it's okay now? I mean, your heel is okay now?
Now, yeah, I've just been trying not to really walk on it or mess with it, put pressure on it or anything. So
right.
I have like a Band-Aid on it and some Neosporin. Yeah. And I'm going to leave it alone for a minute.
But it doesn't hurt like it used to, huh?
No, not quite as bad now. Mm. So I'm hoping that I won't have to go to doctor or anything.
They'll teach you to walk around barefoot, you know?
Oh, gosh. That's the thing. That's the first time it's ever happened to me before. Yeah. I've never had glass stuck in my foot.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
know. That's the thing. Maybe a glass broke or something, and they didn't pick up all the pieces.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Most likely, that's how it happened. Yeah. I don't think the glass fairy came down and was like, I'm just going to sprinkle some glass across the ground, and maybe somebody will step on it. Most likely somebody broke a glass and didn't clean it up all the way. It's a very good observation there, Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Wednesday. I'm feeling like sarcastic. I don't know.
Well, I told you I was astute about things. I can pick up right away. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Make me feel smart.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. To make me feel stupid.
No.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did I tell you I went to see Elysium the other day with my daughter?
Oh, yeah.
I did tell you?
You said you were going to, I think. Or maybe
no, I wasn't going to. No, we went.
Maybe you guys just didn't go.
And I normally probably wouldn't go, you know, to see a movie like this, but she wanted to. She's into science fiction and stuff, so we went to see that. But it's a pretty brutal movie, you know, and I don't know if everybody would enjoy it. It was pretty good, you know, but it's too science fiction for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Pacific Rim?
No. Well, that's really science fiction.
Oh, my gosh. See, I loved it. That is, like, my kind of movie.
It sounds like Transformers, though, right? I mean, isn't it like that?
No, because in Transformers, they're all robots from another planet. We're here. Right. We build our own robots, and then we were fighting against aliens, basically. The kaiju. Okay. And then the Jaegers were the robots.
Okay.
I don't know. I really liked it. It was very long, though.
Yeah.
Very, very long.
Yeah.
But those are
I know. I don't know about these long movies. You know, I can't sit through a long movie.
Yeah, and also a friend of mine was in it, too. So.
Oh, that's cool.
That made it doubly awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, Elysium was pretty interesting. It was done by the guy that did District 9. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
The one in South Africa with the aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one was kind of like it. And it's about... You know, the majority of the people live here on Earth, and it's all, like, ruined and stuff like that, the way they usually do it, you know, about science fiction. And but the upper crust of society, like the one percenters, built a space station in the sky, and they were living there.
Mm.
You know, they just made it look like big cities and lawns and trees and shit like that, you know, so... So it was all about the fight between them and things like that, you know. They had all the medicine, they had all the money, and the people on Earth were just
people
like,
on Earth wanted
were suffering and stuff, So, yeah.
So crazy.
But I went to see it for Matt Damon, you know, and he was pretty good at it, but I've seen him in better roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what can I tell you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, there's, yeah, when I finally get to go to the movies, I get to see a science fiction movie that's, it's a little weird for me, but that's fine. I mean, I like science fiction. Don't get me wrong. You know, just like movies like Transformers or Pacific Rim are not really, they don't do anything for me, you know.
Yeah.
But like something like The Matrix and stuff, oh, my God, man. That's like my favorite movie of all times, you know.
That was a good one.
And so I'm looking here and they're still talking a lot about weed and legalizing it and everything. So now they're saying that, you know, marijuana backers think it will be legal everywhere soon. So
everywhere?
Everywhere.
Really?
So who knows? Yeah, but that's what they say. You know, I think the government has a different plan for them. But who knows,
that?
You know? Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's coming
everywhere.
Out talking about that's it now. So there's a lot of...
That's a lot of ground to cover everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere is a big space. Just saying.
That's true. <huh?
laughs> Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that doesn't really affect me much, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you might be, you know, a little thrilled.
And I thought you'd get a kick out of this one. You used to work at Hooters, right?
So
Hooters in San Diego apparently is banning the mayor. Because I don't know if you've heard about the mayor there being accused of sexual harassment and things like that.
Oh, boy. Who
so
hasn't?
So you went into rehab.
Been accused of sexual harassment these days in the political eye. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So he went into rehab, and came out early and stuff, but people really want him to quit, and he won't, you know. He won't resign. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, so Hooters are saying now that he's not welcome there.
Oh, wow.
No, do you really think he ever goes to Hooters? I don't know, you know.
Damn you, Hooters, and your high standards.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man, those are the days. Yeah, it's funny. Like, I posted, I posted a TBT photo, you know, from when I, like, Throwback Thursday, you know, a couple weeks ago on my Instagram. And, you know, it was a photo from, you know, one of my photo shoots that I did for Hooters. And it's just funny because it's like, all of a sudden I get, like, a million likes on it. I'm thinking, wait, well, not a million, but like, you know, a few more than usual, like right away. And I'm like, what? Like, what are y'all trying to say about like my TBT? Saying like I don't look good now? Like, what the heck, you know? But I think it was just the fact that it was a, you know, bikini photo. Yeah. I seem to get a lot more likes on those.
Oh, yeah,
photos.
You kidding?
Actually,
I mean,
yeah,
everybody.
Come to think of it, the one that, I don't feel so bad now because the more recent bikini photo that photo that I posted from me in Vegas was I got a lot of likes too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but that's the thing is that guys love this stuff, you know. It's like
you
scroll through the news stream, suddenly, oh, wait a minute, the bikini here.
Yeah.
I gotta make a comment.
And it's funny, like even people that will like, you know, try to follow me and I'll accept them. You know, and it'll be like an old photo. Like I'll have other photos posted, but they'll go straight to that bikini you want and be like, oh, they liked my photo. Like, nope, it's not a new photo. Of course, it's an old bikini photo. Like, just because it's a bikini photo. Like,
yeah.
Oh, boys.
Yeah, I know. Tough life, huh? Tough life. Oh, man. So, yeah. All right, well, let's bring in our guest. We have a special guest in the studio who's sitting patiently and waiting. And this is Jackie Monahan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, happy dry hump day.
Thank you. A dry hump day, huh? It is pretty dry out there. So welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Sure. And you're an actress.
Yes.
So we'll cover that a little bit and stuff. Are you in like film, TV, commercials? What do you do?
I originated as a stand-up comedian. I'm still a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really?
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. And, you know, I did like little sketch things for the internet, one with Amy Schumer, actually. Mm-hmm. And this writer-director found me via that and put me in this last movie that I was in. So I had no intentions of being an actress. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So your intentions were doing comedy?
Just comedy, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So you got a role in a film, and is it a pretty big role?
Yes, I am the co-star. It's an independent film.
Uh-huh.
I'm the co-star, but I also co-wrote it with her. She put me in another movie prior to that, and I did a little bit of improv in that, so then we co-wrote this next movie, and I got to co-star in it, which was exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the movie?
It's called The Foxy Merkins.
Foxy Merkins, what does that mean?
Merkin is a wig for your private area for a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A wig for the private area of a woman?
Yeah, they originated
in the
1800s. Yeah, it originated in the 1800s when women didn't, you know, when a woman wasn't considered mentally ill if she had hair down there. Back in those days. So they were for prostitutes who had syphilis or something and wanted to look like they didn't shave everything. So they would have the wigs. But now they're actually used for movies. Like in this movie Killer Joe, Gina Gershon wears one just to look like, because it's a throwback to like 1970s or something.
Right. Yeah.
So they use
to look like back
like
then. Right.
Yes.
Couldn't she just grow it for the part?
I don't know. I guess she didn't. Why
like
she refused? I guess she was like,
no,
I don't know. But yeah. But also, you feel covered. I would as an actress. I would kind of wouldn't mind that.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true.
If I had to do a scene like that, but
yeah, they do that probably in True Blood, because the girl that plays Lilith, you know, I don't know if
I have never watched it, but yeah, probably.
But she's like naked and just covered in blood, and then she's got like this massive bush.
So it's probably a merkin.
Okay. It's probably. So what is it? A merkin?
It's called a merkin.
Merkin. Okay, that makes me think of like American, like America.
America. Merkin.
Merkin.
I'm an American.
So you want to tell me they still make these?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Wow.
But I think they make them just for film now. Yeah. I don't think anybody's really like utilizing it
for fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless maybe it's a joke or something. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Well, if people out there are wearing them, let us know.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the movie and why you got that name and everything. Yeah. But when do you think women started like shaving like en masse? Is that like the 80s, 90s, you think?
I think it started like the bikini sides and then it's got... And then men were just like, God damn it, we don't want any hair.
Really?
So they got together.
It's the men's fault, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't you? Guys.
I don't think it's men's
fault.
There's
a possibility of that.
There's
yeah.
a lot of guys oh, who yeah. like pubic hair and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I happen to like it, not like a big bush or anything, but it's because I grew up with that. That's what I grew up with, you know, in the 70s, 60s, right. 70s, like you mentioned.
Right.
That's what they had, you know, but... I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I like it shaved, too. But it's like you want to feel you're with a woman, not a little girl, you know.
Right.
And that. But it definitely stays smelling great and, you know, and looking great and stuff. So I can see the thinking behind it, you know.
Right.
And stuff. But today it seems like everybody is, right? Like yeah. you said, if not, they're mentally,
considered mentally ill.
Mentally ill. This is funny.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. So let's go to the beginning. Are you originally from here?
No, I'm originally from Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But then I moved here from New York City. I lived there for 6 years.
I see. So you were born in Rhode Island.
Yes. Well, I was actually born in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
And then I lived in Connecticut, but I grew up in Rhode Island. I lived there.
It's all very close to everything, right?
I'm trying to say, New England.
Yeah, it's like, you can walk from one state to the other.
Right,
you know?
Especially Rhode Island. Yeah.
What city in Rhode Island?
I lived in Smithfield. That's where I grew up, and then I went to college in Providence.
Oh, okay. Nice. Is Providence pretty nice?
I loved it.
Really?
I think... just because of the economy right now. I haven't been back in a while because my family's moved out of there. But I don't think it's as nice as it was when I was there. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I had a blast there. And it's just beautiful. There's a lot to do in Rhode Island. There's
really?
Newport. You know, there's the beaches and Providence is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting because it's not a big state or anything.
Yeah. But... so it's kind of easy to get from spot to spot. Yeah. I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. So you went to college there in Providence. What did you take in college?
I took elementary education. I was going to be a teacher.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But all my friends were like, no, you have to be a comedian.
Really?
Yeah, it was my friends that did it. It wasn't me. I was like, comedian? What? How would I do that?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, did you work at all with kids after that? Or did you get a chance to? Or
no.
Never utilized that degree, huh?
No.
Wow. What a waste of 4 years.
I know. And I didn't take acting classes or anything.
Yeah. It's not a waste, though. I don't feel like college is ever really
college is not a waste.
I have a degree. But
nice to go.
But I kind of wish I took business classes instead. That would help me, you know. Like, the teaching degree is really not doing anything for me. And I don't want to have children, so it's like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
That was all about. It's like I'm a different person. I don't even remember who that woman was.
Yeah. That's funny you brought it up. I was reading the other day about like the stigma that some women have for not having children and stuff. I don't know if you saw that. There was an article actually in Time magazine about it. And it's very interesting to think about it, you know, because you usually don't. But women consciously make that decision.
Yeah.
What is the reason for your decision?
Well, you know, growing up, I always thought that I would have children, you know. And then as I got older, the more I got closer to, like, when I should be having a child, should be, whatever. I'm like, it's never kicking in. I'm never wanting to have one. And then, so then I was really torn for a long time. And then finally, I came to the realization I don't want to have children. And it was so... so invigorating.
Really?
I was so happy.
Like relieved.
Yeah, I'm just like, I could take a nap when I want to. Mm-hmm. Like, it just kind of feels decadent. Like, my life is mine forever.
Right.
I don't have to worry about anything, you know? Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Especially being
a woman, you know?
You kind of grow up. And, like, I've always been out late doing comedy. It's you have to worry about yourself and have your... You know, a woman can be attacked at any moment or sold into sex slavery.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be scared to walk by a van. But, you know, and I'm finally at the age where I don't really have worry as much as I used to. And it's, like, nice to, like, what if I had a child? Then you're worrying about them. Like, it's nice to not worry about anything for a little while.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think it's good when people realize they wouldn't make good parents because they don't want to be parents.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I would make an excellent parent, but I think that's why I
not if you didn't want kids though.
No, but I would once I had them, I would be a good parent, and that's kind of why I don't want to have them, because
that would become your life.
It would become my whole life.
It changes your
life
overnight.
And I don't want that to be my whole life.
Right. It changes your life overnight. Yeah. It's never the same again.
Yeah.
Until
they
grow up and, you know, in their 20s and stuff. But
yeah, that's true. People get kind of like, oh, what? You don't want kids?
That's true.
Are
a lot of people
look
like
get very mad. I was talking about this with another female friend of mine. She's like, you know, people get so angry when I say flat out that I don't want kids. People, like, get very, like, defensive.
It touches a nerve in them. I think it's because they're like, oh, God, it's not even an option for me. But, like, gay men, they're like, you know, most of them don't want to have children, you know?
Right.
So, you know, my friends have children. They're like, what are you going to do when you're older? Like, who's going to take care of you? Like, that's really their thing.
Right.
Like, who's going to take care of you? Like, I can take care of myself, and I have a million gay guy friends. We'll all live together like the golden girls. You know? Like, but, yeah, that's their thing. Who's going to take care of you? That's their main focus. Like, you guys have children so someone would take care of you? So someone would want to talk to you when you're older? Like, I think some women are like, let's have children because nobody wants to talk to us when we're older.
Yeah.
Like, just make yourself interesting and people will want to be around you. You don't have to have children.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, well, well, it's different. You know, I mean, once you get older and stuff, you know, I mean, you'd be surprised how the friends can disappear, you know, if it comes to taking care of you and stuff. But at the same time, I mean, some people have children that don't take care of them.
Exactly.
When they grow up,
I'm not taking care of my parents.
Yeah, you never know how it's going to go. You never know how it's going to turn out, you know. So, do you have any siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What was that like growing up? I mean, did you get a lot of attention?
I always had a lot of friends, so they became like my family. But no, I think my parents weren't home a lot. I kind of fended for myself. They left me alone when I was 3.
Wow. Aww. What do you mean left you alone?
Yeah.
Like, in the house?
My mom went to play tennis, and I was like, I don't want to go with you, and I want to stay here, and I convinced her it was okay.
Wow.
And she left me alone.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Do you, like, actually remember that? Like,
I do remember. I do remember, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was a different time then. I mean, people still didn't leave their kids home alone, but it was different than it would be now.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
You know? Now that would be like...
But I was very precocious. I was very convincing. I convinced her to take me to, like, scary movies and stuff, too. And
really?
Be terrified and sit on the floor.
Manipulating your mom into doing things for you.
Oh, yeah. I tortured her. We would be in the food store. I'd be really little, and she'd be like, okay, Jacqueline, pick out what cereal you want. I'd be like, just don't hit me again.
Oh,
and everybody would look at her like,
oh my God.
And she didn't hit me, you know. Yeah. But she couldn't. She just, there was nothing she could say. She was just like, she couldn't be like, I don't hit her. Then they'd be like, oh, yeah, lady, you hit her, you know.
Right.
Like, so
like children don't lie, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then my father had a mustache. And anytime I saw anybody with a mustache, I would run up to them and be like, Daddy. And my mom would be like, oh, stop it.
Wow,
I just tortured her. It was heaven.
Wow.
Wow. And then my father would go away on business trips, and he would come back, and I'd be like, Mommy has us hang out with this guy. He has me call him Uncle. And I described what he looked like. I'm like, we went here and there. My father went upstairs and started repacking. And my mom was like, what are you doing? And he's like, you're obviously having an affair. Like, she couldn't make this up. She's 5. And my mother's like, no, she's making it up. He's like, there's no way she's making it up.
Oh, wow.
And as she started thinking she was schizophrenic and was having an affair.
Wow.
I was crazy. I tortured them.
Wow.
But they tortured me, so it was good.
So you knew what you were doing when you told them that?
I guess so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Watch out for Jackie, man.
I know.
She'll
man.
Get you in trouble.
She'll get you.
Wow, that's funny.
Is that a pot plant?
What?
Is that a pot plant?
Oh, no, no. That's not pot over here. No.
It kind of does look like a pot plant. The leaves are
It would
very...
smell really strong
you
if it was
You guys, I think
pot.
It's a pot plant.
No, it's not. They call it the money tree, I think.
Oh, say? Yeah. Same thing. That's why they're calling it the money tree.
Yeah, and if it blooms and grows, then I guess you're doing well.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it does kind of look like it, but no, marijuana smells really strong.
Oh, yeah, true. They call it the money tree, so there's a tree that's supposed to bring money to you?
Yeah, maybe, or maybe it reflects whether you have money or not. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Where did you get it?
I don't know. I think they have it in any flower store. I didn't get it. It was...
given to you?
Yeah, it was given to us. There's one in each studio.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Pretty.
But no, if it was marijuana, I would love that. I would eat the
We'd
fucking leaves.
We'd all be eating leaves like koala bears.
What about you? Do you like weed? Do you smoke sometimes?
Yeah. I never buy it.
Right.
But if someone has it, I'll take one hit from it.
Really? That's
or if somebody has,
you, huh?
like... I had a bad experience where somebody... I was really hungry and someone had popcorn.
Oh, really?
And I just kept eating it and
eating
it.
Oh, my God.
And
then, did you just say popcorn?
Popcorn.
Right.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I just was hungry, so I was eating it. And then I went to a comedy show. My friends were like, Jackie, are you okay? And I was like, oh, God, I'm really high.
Yeah.
And they were like, please tell us because we were worried about you.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was happening.
I mean, those edibles will do that to you.
Yeah, so I really go.
You got to stay away from that.
If I do partake, it's very minimal.
Right.
It's very, very minimal.
So that's not your poison.
It's definitely not my poison.
Yeah.
I do like
you
alcohol.
You like to drink, though, huh?
I like alcohol
Yeah.
a
What age did you start drinking? Were you underage when you drank?
Yes, but, yeah, I guess about 15.
Wow, that's early, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I was home alone having parties.
Yeah. So what's this with your parents leaving you alone?
I know.
I mean, where were they?
Yeah. My mom was playing tennis.
Yeah.
But, no, then they were working.
Right.
Yeah, and they started dating people, staying over, so I would be alone.
Really?
Yeah, my mom.
Dating people while they were married.
No, they got divorced.
Oh, they got divorced already.
Oh,
okay.
And they blame me for their divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Aww.
No wonder she doesn't want kids.
I know. My mom blamed me for the divorce, and I called my father. I was like, Dad, Mom was blaming me for the divorce, and he was like, Well, it's true. And
really?
Then I, yeah, and then Aww. I call Emma, and it's so funny.
How old were you?
I was 15. So, like, most kids, like, they blame themselves, and
right.
their parents are like, no, it's not their fault.
It's
and they're just
fault.
Like, yeah. It's my fault. It's the other way around. They were blaming
around
me,
around
and I was
you.
Like, it's not Aww. My fault. You guys are idiots. And then I called my grandmother. I was like, Grandma, they're blaming me for the divorce. So she was like, put your mother on the phone. I was like, Grandma wants to talk to you.
Wow.
I was like, see you later.
Aww.
That's terrible to do that
I know,
that
they're
to
the
child,
worst.
Huh?
They're the worst.
Now, what reason did they give that you caused the divorce?
I have no idea.
They didn't give you a reason.
They didn't give me a reason. I didn't really listen because they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because often it could be, I mean, if it's the child's fault or if it's because of the child, not that the child creates this, but it would probably be, you know, because they have a hard time raising the kid
mm-hmm.
and they don't know how, they don't agree on anything.
Yeah, I basically raised myself, so I don't know what I did.
Yeah, what the hell is the problem?
Yeah, no, yeah? They're just crazy.
Well.
Like, hey, you turned out okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I think they were just really narcissistic and their parents didn't do a lot, so they were like, oh, we don't have to do anything with her. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. They were crazy.
What kind of relationship do you have with them now?
Good.
Yeah,
everything's good.
Great.
But it's good because I live there on the other side of the country.
The country.
So it's easy.
Yeah, so it's easy just to call every once in a while.
Yeah,
just...
really minimal.
Yeah.
No, but I text and email them all the time.
Oh, okay.
But talking to them, that's torture. I just don't really like the phone anyway.
Yeah,
do you guys like talking on the phone?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Particularly.
I don't.
Unless it's my mom. Well, no, we more or less Skype. We Skype all the time.
I like Skyping better. For some reason, the phone, I don't know, I can't really hear on the phone.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it happened a long time ago in my 20s. I was a telephone operator, right, for a couple of years.
What?
Yeah. You know where you dialed zero and there was
like,
a person
legit.
There?
Legit.
Yeah.
Does that happen still?
No, I don't think
awesome.
So. I don't know.
We should try
maybe it. There is. I mean, there's got to be somebody to help you out. But back then, this was like, 1979 maybe? So,
that's
and
awesome.
I was living in Vegas at the time. So, you know, there was a lot of people calling zero from the hotels and casinos and stuff like that. So I just got so tired of talking to people on the phone
yeah.
that, you know, when I would leave, I wouldn't even talk on the phone. Of course, we didn't have cell phones at the time, but. I just hated talking on the phone, and yeah. ever since then, I'm not crazy about it.
There's something about it. Like, Skype mm-hmm. is easier. There's something yeah. about the phone that it yeah. just always feels fake, and I feel it's like a, no, yeah, I feel like people aren't getting what I'm saying, yeah. and I'm just, I hate
and you
it.
Think texting is easier?
And a lot of times, I'm just like, yeah, just to get off the phone, and I don't even know what they're saying, and then they're like, you agreed to this. I was like, I don't understand what you're saying. I just want to get off it.
Yeah. Text me, email me,
yeah,
Skype
text.
Me.
I really prefer text. I love texting. Yeah, and then with the phone, it's like the small talk in the beginning and the small talk at the end. Like, okay. Like, God damn it, just hang up.
And and some people really love being on the phone. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like
they're like so, and you can tell they're like trying to extend the conversation. Like, no, let's get off the phone.
Yeah,
say
you know,
what you want. Yeah.
And I have people coming in here wanting to do shows and everything. And when they send me an email, it's like bam. You know,
yeah.
I send it back to them. Mm-hmm. But when they want to talk on the phone, I put it off. Then when I finally get on the phone with them, it's like. Now I know why I put it off. You know, it's like half an hour every call.
And it's like phone tag.
Yeah.
You call somebody and you don't pick up the voicemail. Oh, call me back. Like, oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Say
just send
what
me
you
a
have
fucking
to
email.
Say
what you have to say on the message. That's, that's like my biggest pet peeve when someone's like, I've talked to you about something.
Yeah.
Goddamn,
call
say
me back.
It. Like, tell me what you have to talk about.
Right. Otherwise, I'm not calling your ass.
Yeah,
that's
ever.
Yeah.
So, Lee.
So after college, where did you go? You moved to Connecticut, did you say? Or?
No, I lived in Connecticut for 3 to 6. I moved to Philly for a little while. Then I moved to New York.
Oh, what took you to Philly?
I was married, civil union to a woman. And we were together for 12 years. We just broke up this year.
Really? So 12 years ago, there was still the ability to have a civil union?
Yes.
Really?
In Vermont.
Oh,
it was the only
that's
place.
Right. Yeah.
So you went to Vermont, you did
you
that.
Could, yeah.
Now, but was that recognized in other states?
No, it was just for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're best friends now. We're like she came to the screening that was this weekend for Sundance, for LA's first Sundance. That's where the movie premiered.
Very nice.
So she came to that.
Very nice.
Yes.
So for 12 years, huh? That's a long time to be with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were living there the whole time?
Or? No, we lived in Philly for like 2 years, and then her job brought her there, and then her job brought us to New York.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't want to go to New York. And then I got there, and I loved it.
And
I
what
just,
were
like,
you doing at the time
it.
As far as work and stuff?
I worked in a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I worked at the Capitol Grills Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then I worked in another steakhouse in New York, and then... Anne, who was my ex, was like, do stand-up comedy. And I was like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And she was like, just do it. And the first day I did it, I was hooked ever since.
Really?
And I've just had to
and
be
you did that in New York,
since.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was terrifying, but I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's so tough.
Yeah.
Stand-up
yeah.
comedy. One of these days, I'll get to it. My mom has been pushing me to do
it. Oh, really? Yeah. Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of
it's
friends
hard,
that
though,
do
huh?
it. But, man, it's like you got to have guts.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. So why did she tell you that? Because you were funny and things like that? Why?
Well, I was also doing I was part of a sketch comedy group in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wanted me not to rely on other people for me to just do it myself. And a friend of mine just asked me to be on the one in Rhode Island.
Mm.
And that was really fun. And we were kind of big, actually. Like, we were like little fish in a big pond. Like, anywhere I went, people would be like, you're in the Pork Chop Lounge. I'd be like, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. They did a documentary about it. And we all went to the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh. It was a kind of a big deal back there.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. And then, so then you moved to Connecticut after that?
No,
or?
Philly.
Oh, Philly.
Philly. And
again?
No. I lived in Connecticut from 3 to 6. And then from Rhode Island, I moved to Philadelphia. And then from Philadelphia, I moved to New York. And that's where I started stand-up.
I see. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened in New York? Why did you decide to move here? You broke up?
Yes.
You broke up?
And... My girlfriend and I, we were separating to try to keep the relationship together, mm-hmm. but it didn't work, unfortunately. We both really tried.
How does that...
I love L.A. I love both places. I love New York and L.A.
Now, how does this happen that you're together with someone for 12 years and then you realize, well, the relationship is not where it should be? I mean, do you feel like you guys have changed since the beginning? Or?
Yeah, we both definitely changed, but we still love each other immensely.
Right.
And we could end up back together. You never know. Yeah. But I just kind of want to be by myself for a while.
Oh, really?
I kind of really like it.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, you're an independent person, obviously.
Yeah.
You grew up as an only child.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I live next door to my very best friend that I went to high school with. We were actually voted funniest boy and girl in high school.
Really?
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's
so awesome. We live next door. I moved in with him for a little while, and then there was an opening in the apartment building, and they were all like, you have to stay. And I was like, all
right. Yeah.
So I moved into the same building. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that Rob, the guy?
No,
you're
he's in my building too. But no, it's my friend Tom.
Oh, I see.
He works
okay.
in television.
So now, what made you want to decide to move here? Had you been here before? I mean, did you visit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I had stayed with him, and you know, just to do like television stuff. Like I do a lot of hidden camera stuff on people's shows.
Really?
Like this year, I'm on the Eric Andre show on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We do a sketch together where we went into a mattress store. I don't know if I should talk about it because you should probably see it live.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's a hidden camera show. And then there's a new show coming out, Wendy Williams produced, called Secret Celebrity,
mm-hmm.
where celebrities are are in prosthetic and you don't know they're there. So I'm in a hidden camera show with that coming
wow.
out too.
So are you like behind the camera?
No, in front of the camera. Yeah.
Really? But
yeah.
How is that like with a hidden camera?
And then
show?
I had a little special in Shanghai.
You're like the host or something?
Yeah.
Of the show?
No. We do antics that are funny and people don't know what's going on.
I see. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do the acting and
yeah.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the camera is legit.
Right.
Hidden. Like nobody knows it's there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my favorite stuff, really.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah,
bet.
It's really fun.
Wow, that's cool.
I used to have that, like, what was it, like Boiling Point?
Yeah.
Right on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was.
I would always think I was on it. I was like, am I on Boiling Point? What's happening? Like,
yeah. You're at a store and somebody
yeah.
really pisses you off.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Is this Boiling Point?
Did you ever see that?
No.
It's funny.
It was really funny.
I've seen some hidden camera shows, but not that particular one. No.
Yeah. It's just you get money if you can, like, not walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
The people that, like, dealt with it better.
Yeah. The actors just go up to random, like, people, and they just try to really get on their nerves.
Oh, really?
And if they can, like, keep their cool and not, uh-huh. like, freak out on them and walk away, then they get money.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's
kind of
like
so
punked, but for a civilian, like, not celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. And they would get money. Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah.
So
your friends recognized you were funny early on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel you were?
I knew I liked laughing, but it wasn't like, that's what I want to do.
I mean, didn't you realize you were making people laugh and things like that? Or?
I did. Oh, God, it was torture. High school was hell because my friends were like all like the popular girls and they were like, they loved me, like, when we were alone, like, how funny I was.
Mm-hmm.
But then in high school, they were so embarrassed, you know. They'd be like, Jackie, can you please try to be cool? I think that's how I became friends with Tom, because Tom didn't give a care. But they were like, I was just friends with everybody.
Right.
But
yeah.
These were my friends that I came to the high school with. And they were just like, please, please try to be cool today.
Yeah.
So I would, like, go through the whole day, like, just stifling who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like, yep, you know, just trying not to say something crazy. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the day, like, I would just be doing something insane, and my friend would turn the corner and be like, God damn it, Jackie, why?
Yeah.
I'd be like, another day, I couldn't be cool. I just couldn't do it. I had to do crazy stuff. But then I became friends with Tom, and Tom in class would, like, dare me. He would give me $5 to, like, do crazy things all the time. And I'd be like, okay. And I would, like, constantly be doing crazy things and making money.
That's awesome.
So how long have you been in L.A. now?
3 years.
Three years.
Mm-hmm.
You like it here?
Yeah, I really do. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I love I love just being able to be out. I love nature, and I love just being able to be outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, nature's my jam.
You came from a cold place, yeah.
Nature's my jam. people are like, you like nature? I'm like, I do.
Yeah, why not?
I just love being able to be outside. Yeah. You know, being in New York, like, you want to be in as much as possible in the winter.
Right.
But there's no place like New York in the spring because people are just so depressed from being so cold.
Really?
And people would be like, you came from Rhode Island. Like, how are you so cold in New York? I'm like, because in Rhode Island, you drive from one point to the other, and you can get pretty close to each door.
Right. Yeah, it's run. Not walking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in New York, you're, like, out in the elements. The, like, it's hard to get a cab when it's that cold.
Yeah.
And you walk to the subway. Like, it's just freezing, and people are mad because they're so cold.
It's a different lifestyle altogether. Yeah.
Like Chicago.
Yeah. Basically. Oh, my God. I've never been in there in winter. I think I would die.
It's brutal.
I would die.
Yeah.
So I just like not being freezing.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
But there's nothing like spring in New York. In the spring, people are just like, you're like little kids knowing you're getting out of school. Like, they're just so happy.
Yeah. Except around the holidays, I think New York is really cool.
Wouldn't
you
say? Then
with
it's
all
fun
the
too.
Lights.
But it's not really cold in December.
Right, exactly.
I think they should move Christmas. They should move Christmas to the end of January. To give people like something to look forward to and the holidays to stretch out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the holidays are over and then you're just
mad.
And you're just cold and mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they could just move it. Somebody do that.
Okay, we'll move the holidays
for you.
Just for the people in New York.
They really should. It's not fair. Or create another Christmas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something to make people happy in New York. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, they're just miserable.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the thing is that you have so many people from New York in this town. It's amazing.
Yeah. Everybody was like, aren't you going to hate, you're going to hate New York? LA, everybody's so fake. All my friends here are my friends that moved here from New York.
Right.
You know?
And
everybody,
that's the thing. Not everybody's fake because people are from different places.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I mean, the town might make you a certain way. But still, I mean, the original person stays there, you know, and that's the thing is that I know so many great people that I don't think LA deserves the
I don't either. It's kind of the same thing. Like, okay, so all my friends that have kids and they're miserable.
Really?
Miserable.
Yeah.
They're like, you got to have a baby. You got to have a baby. Like, why? Like, I'm not telling you don't have kids, don't have kids.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Do what you want. I'm happy. And it's just like when I lived in Manhattan, I had friends in Brooklyn and Queens, and they're like, you got to move here, like, to be miserable like you, to be stuck, like, on trains that aren't running, and, you know,
no,
it's always people that are miserable that are, like, making fun of other places.
Misery loves company.
Yeah, like, nobody in LA is, like, making fun of other places, because you're happy here.
Yeah.
You're happy in
That's
Manhattan,
true.
You're not, like, making fun of other places, you know, it's just... Yeah. When people are begging you to be where you are, it's because you're not happy and they want company. Yeah, misery loves company.
Yeah, that's true. So in the final minutes, do you want to talk a little bit about the film that just came
yes,
out?
Oh, yes. So I'm really excited. It's my first writing of a film and starring in it at the same time. So it was at Sundance, the first LA Sundance, and it sold out both times. It got great reviews, so it should have a healthy festival life.
Uh-huh.
And this weekend I'm at the Comedy Store on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Friday I'm at this place called All My Ribs on Santa Monica at 8 o'clock, which is really fun. And then Sunday I'm at Bordner's Courtyard. I've never been there before, so I can't pronounce
Bordner's Courtyard. Where is that?
It's
in Hollywood or
something? 1652 North Cherokee Ave.
Yeah, it sounds like Hollywood.
Yeah,
no?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see everybody there and follow me on Twitter, Jackie Monahan.
Right. Yes. But the film, what is the film about?
We're lesbian prostitutes.
Oh, really?
Yes, which doesn't
there
exist.
There is such a thing?
No,
there is
it doesn't
no
exist. What happened was the writer-director, I have jokes about like how gay men have have, like, there's outdoor areas where they hook up with one another. And a friend of mine was like, is there such a thing as a lesbian cruising area? And I'm like, no. Like, there's no such thing. Like, can you imagine that? Like, some big bulldog hiding behind a tree waiting for someone to walk by. Like,
yeah, women, even when like, they're lesbians, are still women. You know? I mean, like, they're not men.
Right. Like, if there was, it'd be like the Home Depot. But like, that doesn't. I tried. I was in, like, a shed. I was just like, what's up? But nobody was into it. It's funny. The writer-director said the same exact thing. Right. You know? There's no such thing. And, you know, there's male hustler movies like My Own Private Idaho or Midnight Cowboy. So it's kind of like a parody of, like, if that society really existed. Mm. So we're, like, prostituting ourselves outside of Talbot's, but for, like, rich Republican women. Right. So that they're cheating on their husbands. So they're, like, honking at us, and we're, like, we're like, satisfying them. So it's really funny. It's very, very funny.
It sounds cool.
Everybody laughed from beginning to end. I was very excited about it. I was so nervous. I was so nervous I broke out in hives.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it is a big deal to come out with a movie.
Yeah, you know? I was so nervous. I'm really happy that it did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, can we see it anywhere? I mean, not yet. This is going to be on video or something? Put it on?
Not for a while. It'll do the festival circuit for while, and then it'll be in video.
Right.
There's a little clip that you could see. The writer-director was on Huffington Post, so you could go to Huffington Post, the Foxy Merkins, and you could see a little clip of myself and the other co-star.
Okay.
And we're with one of the stars from the TV show Girls. I had two scenes with him, Alex Trapowski.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do most people know what Merkins mean?
No.
No, right?
No.
So people are going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Foxy Merkins. And Foxy Merkins is on Twitter, too. You can follow Foxy Merkins on Twitter and like the fan page and like my fan page.
Sounds good. Yes. Where can people find you? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do. JackieMonahan.com.
Okay.
And Facebook.
And Facebook as well, right.
And Twitter.
Yeah. Are we friends on Facebook? I don't think so. I'm going to have to look you up. Yeah. I'm going to have to look you up. So you're a gay woman and a lesbian.
Well, I'm attracted to energy is what I say.
Oh, really?
Now. Yeah, I don't want to label myself ever again. I labeled myself a lesbian. You know, because I married Anne and thought we'd be together forever. So, you know, but I'm really just attracted to energy.
Really?
My own. I just want to be by myself.
But, no. But to male energy, too?
Yeah, really? I have dated some men recently. But, yeah.
What's that been like? I mean, that's probably after a long time that you
had. God damn it. They're the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you're lesbian.
I was like, yeah, date a woman. You're treated like gold. Like, you're the only person, you know, they want to be with.
Yeah.
And with a man, after a while, you're the only person they don't want to be with.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. No, men are fun, too. I'm attracted to male energy because it's just a lot lighter and a lot more fun. And
oh, really?
No, that's different. It's the person. I want to be the light, fun person that's not, like, heavy and bitter, you know?
Right.
But Anne's not heavy and bitter. It just depends on the person.
Right. Now, I mean, do you have sex with guys, too?
I recently, but I went 12 years without it.
12 years without it. Well, so what made you decide to try it again?
Then I got involved.
Oh, really?
I fell for somebody. We were together for a while. He was an ex... he just retired. He was a professional basketball player.
Oh, wow.
And I'm never going to say his name. And I hate him.
Okay.
No. It's so funny. He was just on a radio show talking about me, and he wouldn't say my name either.
Really?
This is really funny. We promise we'd never say each other's names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's the worst person on earth.
Really?
We had a lot of fun together,
though.
Really had a lot of fun together. But worst person on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it?
He's really not the worst, but he was really funny.
Was it strange going to bed with a man after all these years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Very strange.
Very strange, huh? Did you like it?
It was fine. Yeah.
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 Probably a bit of an adjustment.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. I never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, do you consider yourself bi or?
I don't want a label. I just am attracted to energy. Okay. I guess queer. So if I had to label myself something, it would be queer.
But it's cool because then you don't limit your options.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. The basketball player was like, you have more options than Brad Pitt.
Yeah, there you go. I can go with men and women and together in the same bed, too. Yeah.
No, I would never do that.
You wouldn't do that?
Yeah, and that's guys, like every guy that dates me, after a while, they're like, oh, so now you want to like be with a girl? And I'm like, that's never going to happen.
No,
I'm
not
gonna
not with you. I don't want to be with a girl.
No, I'll be with a girl by myself and you by myself.
All right. Well, Jackie Monahan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Of course. Yeah. So people go check her out, JackieMonahan.com. And Comedy Store this Saturday,
yes,
did you say?
Yes.
Yeah,
come
so
to the Comedy Store.
Yeah, we can see how funny you are. Yes. Maybe I'll come and check
come.
It out.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I love the Comedy Store. I walk there like all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I just like walk up and be like, all right, what's going on,
you live near there? That's where I live. I live near there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of near.
Yeah, close.
Like Fairfax.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a hike for me, but it's not too bad. I enjoy it. Enjoy the walk.
Yeah, I walk all around there. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, it's nice to be able to walk and stuff.
People think I'm crazy. They're like, I saw you walking. I'm like, Jesus.
Duh.
I have like a hot pink pepper spray.
Yeah.
Do you?
Awesome. I think it sprays pink maze too. But
oh my God,
that's what I walk with.
I tried to spray somebody in Rhode Island once and it just went back on my face.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. We will see you
mañana.
Take care. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.